It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Day two of our business trip.
Maybe it's just a road trip.
Hey, you're going to talk
when I'm doing the thing? Yeah,
we'll
listen.
Yeah.
Vibes are down.
Ike, how we feel?
Obviously, somebody's discombobulated already.
Yeah, we do open the same show, open the show the same way every day for 6 months.
Don't give me a pregnant pause and expect me not to run right through a brick wall.
It's right where. You were running through a brick wall. You were falling. You were crying.
It's do or die. That's all I know. It's do or die, man. Let's go. Holla at your boy.
Phil's win today. 6-3.
Oh, boy.
It's giving us a score already.
Yeah. Well,
it's win day, boys.
So here we are at Citi Field, day two from the Phil's radio broadcast booth. You know, we are here, as we said.
Don't start crying already.
No, I'm not crying. You know, on our business trip, it didn't seem like the Mets fans and the concourse knew we were on a business trip yesterday, the way they were talking to us. Not very nice, but...
Sons of...
They weren't that bad.
No, they really weren't. They're cowards, all of them. So the question today is, do the Phillies lay down and die, or do they show some fight in this game? Because it seems like... If you were to push me and make me bet on one or the other, the performance in two out of three of these games, the body language, the at-bats, all that kind of stuff feels like a lay-down-and-die sort of game, especially on the road. So, you know, that's what we're struggling with. There's a lot of things we'll talk about with yesterday's game and the decisions they make about today's game, but I think in a lot of ways today is about – are you showing up and do you want to extend the season and are you willing to do what it takes to do so?
Yeah, I mean, listen, take nothing away from the Mets. They have earned all the wins that they've gotten to this point. They put themselves in this position. I still believe the Phillies are the better team. The Mets are obviously playing better. There's no debating or arguing that. And I don't believe the series is over with just yet. It does matter if the Phillies believe the series is over with. And I say that to say... you go down swinging today, literally and figuratively, then maybe I can accept the results, as difficult as they may be. What I don't want is for us to somehow to go out with a whimper today, mm-hmm. where you don't even put up a fight. Right? I that's what I don't want. I think they are better than that. I think they deserve to put a better effort out there than that. It's not about us, but it's about representing us as a fan base. And this fan base has shown up and represented and supported you all the way through this season. They deserve better than to go out with a whimper tonight. And so as long as they go out fighting, man, I guess we'll have to accept the results. I still believe they have something left in them, but it's going to be up to this offense. It's going to be up to this offense to find a way to get this game back to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I feel similar to how you feel, Spike. Like, there's a very real chance they just roll over and die tonight. I refuse to believe that from this team. We've come a long way with them. In going and rewatching the game last night or watching the condensed version, I can understand
how. God bless you.
It was ugly. I mean, it really. The at bats were.
We saw it in person. You went back and rewatched that?
Yeah, I did. Well, because awesome. I wanted to experience it. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
See how the other people kind of saw it.
Yeah.
But I really have a good feeling about today. I really do. I had a good feeling last night when they lost. I was telling everyone, I think they're going to win today. I don't think they're. Like, listen, yesterday. when people start getting a little cocky, not cocky, it's the wrong word, but confident, like Knowles is going to do this, Knowles is going to do that. They got wind at their sails. That's when I start getting nervous as a Phillies fan. But when the backs are against the wall and people don't believe they're going to win and people are like, well, Rangers going to get shelled, I just, in my gut, I think they win today. And I think they extend the series. And I think they surprise the Mets. And they don't just die. If they lose, it's going to suck. And we're going to be mad and deservedly so. But don't embarrass us tonight. Don't embarrass us tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I agreed with you guys on that 10 minutes ago. But then I have circled back to the don't embarrass us, just go out with a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
what
not.
You mean just go out, just give up?
No, go out and I don't
win the game.
It's not okay if they go down with a fight, to me. And here's why. And here's why I'm circling back. Because as you were saying it, really, when we were talking about it 10 minutes off the air, I was like, yeah, you're right. Don't go out like punks. And I don't want that, obviously. But I keep going back to... And I'm sorry to make a Sixers comparison here, but
here we go.
No, but here's why I don't think it's okay. Because when they won the game on Sunday, I came in on Monday, and the thing that I said to you guys was that felt a little bit to me like the Embiid 50-point game against the Knicks, and then that we're just delaying the inevitable, but at least they tried hard and blah 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 blah. And I said that. After the Sixers lost that series, I said, you know what? At least they fought. They did this. They did that. They did this. That was a 7 seed with an injured best player, and it was still unacceptable. They lost in the first round. But this is not a team that is built. This is not a team that we should expect at least try hard. You know, this is a team that we said for 6 months had the best record in baseball. For 6 months. For 6 months, we talked about having the best pitcher in the National League. For 6 months, we talked about having the best player in Philadelphia who shows up in the biggest moments. And you know what? Yesterday, he did not. For 6 months, we talk about this lineup and the money spent on it and the wins and all built to this season. You cannot lose to this Mets team and have me take the roster construction seriously, to take these players seriously. I know it's baseball. I know the best team doesn't always win. But here's my bigger fear that if they lose, is that will we really be able to look in the mirror and say that this team is actually better than the Mets? Because it doesn't actually feel that way.
Well, if they lose, I don't care what you look in the mirror and say, you're not better.
Right, you're not. Their lineup doesn't feel better to me.
Yeah.
Right now. And starting pitching has been good, but the bullpen certainly hasn't performed like the better bullpen. Mm-hmm. The lineup hasn't performed like the better lineup. So I guess I just like – I want them to show up, and I want them to show fight today. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you hope if they do that, they are talented enough to win the game. It all starts with coming in with the right approach and the right desire and those sorts of things. But – they have to win this game, and they have to win on Friday. For this season, if they lose in the division series to the Mets, is an absolute failure.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
It is a failure.
That is for sure.
You know, just like the Dodgers season, if they go down, I don't care if the Padres are the hottest team in baseball. If the Dodgers lose to the Padres, that season is a failure.
Yeah.
If the Yankees lose to the Kansas City Royals, that season is a failure.
Yeah.
And if we want to be held at the same standard as the greatest teams in the league, then losing this series will be a failure. The bats absolutely need to show up, and they absolutely need to show up in a way that is, okay, the starting pitching up until this point has performed well enough. Zach Wheeler pitched great. Chris Sanchez pitched good. Bohm pitched well enough yesterday to win a baseball game.
Bohm didn't pitch.
Bohm. I'm sorry. Nola.
Thrown out right
Yes,
second
yes,
base.
Yes. Nola pitched well enough yesterday to win a baseball game. This is a game with Ranger on the mound. We'll probably see every pitcher besides Zach Wheeler. This is a game that the offense has to come out and win this game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and I don't really care that they haven't hit Quintana over the last couple of years. He's not
that good.
He's not intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, listen, this is the season on the line.
I know. And I hope they respond the right way.
Yeah.
I do too.
They will.
2-on-5.
I think they will too.
Will it be good enough though? Is the question.
Can the pitching hold them?
Yeah. Will it be good enough? I think they respond. I think there's some fight in them. I don't believe they're a team that quits. I don't think anybody believes that deep down. If you follow this team enough, this isn't a team full of mutts.
No.
Right. That's not what this team is made up of. But it does suck that they aren't necessarily doing what they do best right now. Right, and coming off the heels of game 6 and 7 of last year, and everybody looking forward to getting back to the postseason this year, this is not what we want. You know, I know I'm not the only one, but game 1 still leaves a bad taste in your mouth. It set the tone for the series.
It did. Because they're playing catch-up the entire series.
You know? Willard goes out and pitches that type of game, and you don't give him any run support. And the reason why I don't let the bullpen off the hook, because I don't care if the score was 6-5. It's still a one-run game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still need 6 outs to get out of the game. Right? So that's why I don't let the bullpen off the hook in that game either. But that sort of set the tone for the rest of the series. And thankfully, we had Sunday, or this thing could be over with already.
215.
It'd be a sweep.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies show up today?
They show up today.
We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you where to buy appliances.
Yeah, and you know the only place to buy appliances is National Appliance Warehouse. Then in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. October should be a big sports month, as you know, the football team, baseball team, hopefully they can extend their season today. And National Appliance Warehouse, if you've heard me talk about them in the past, you know what you're going to get down there. You know you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. That's guaranteed by the piece of technology they have that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of being in tax-free Delaware, also Price Assure, also always have great savings events going on right now, are always going on. And right now, the Columbus Day Mega Sale is going on. So get down there. They have a 15,000-square-foot showroom and over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. Everything you need for your appliance needs, they have for you. But really what sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is their family-like atmosphere, something Mark Stemacken truly believes in when building National Appliance Warehouse. And when you walk in, you feel like you're a part of their family. They're always having a good time and always want to take care of you. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware, and tell them Fritz sent you.
So before we get to calls, one other thing about tonight is that I have no knowledge. We don't know the answer of whether Zach Wheeler said, hey, I cannot start tonight. You know, that I can't pitch on 3 days rest, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But he would not be the first starter in Major League Baseball history to pitch on 3 days rest. A lot of starters pitch on 3 days rest, especially during the playoffs. If he says he can't do it, then he can't do it. That's off the table. But unless he said that, I just can't wrap my head around not starting Zach Wheeler today. In his old ballpark where he's pitched 100 times, he had the Mets flummoxed in game 1, and especially when the other option is not April and May Ranger, it's the Ranger we've seen, at least as far as we know, since the middle of June, who just like can't get guys out. And the way I look at it is, if you start Wheeler today, and I know they have to score runs, that is obvious. I'm putting that to the side for a second. But if you start Wheeler today, then you can pitch Sanchez on, assuming they win, they can pitch Sanchez on regular rest on Friday.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
in a ballpark which he pitches well in, and then you would have Wheeler if, God willing, they get to the next series, Wheeler is ready for game two on regular rest. So, and Rob Thompson said not that Zach Wheeler isn't really available tonight. He's available if he's the last pitcher they possibly need.
Now, there's a very real chance he could be closing out this ballgame.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially if Ranger goes two innings or three innings or something like that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
If Wheeler comes in and closes it?
Yeah.
Well, and then...
Well, yeah, that means we win.
Then we're starting all over again on Friday.
Just get us to Friday.
Yeah.
Get us to Friday.
Well, if it's get us to Friday, I just don't know why you're not pitching Wheeler today.
I know.
Are you on the same... I'm just... Are you guys on the same page?
I would have pitched Wheeler tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're a little too... Again, they're coming here expecting to win tonight, but at the same time, there's obviously a very real chance they could lose tonight.
You can't save Zach Wheeler for Game 5 if there's no Game 5.
I know.
Yep.
You know? I know. So, I mean, unless because 110 pitches, they're worried about that coming back on 3 days, I have no idea. I would have started Zach Wheeler tonight.
215-592-9494. Don in Old City starts us off. Don, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, Don?
I'm a little bit concerned because what I've noticed for the last three games, why do they start coming alive towards the end of the game? They need to get these hits and these runs in early on to have a substantial, you know, if not a substantial lead, but at least something on the board. Why in all three games, it's like they start coming a little bit alive at the end of the game? They need to get this done early with.
I think to a certain extent, Don, they get into the bullpen, which is not a strength of the Mets. And the other thing is, like, they had an opportunity, and Jack mentioned before the game that Minaya works out of the zone, will walk guys. They hit him hard early, but it almost seems like if what they're trying to do does not work, they go back to that impatient approach. And Bryce is right there at part of it. You know, Bryce had two key opportunities, once in the third and once in the sixth, with nobody out, with two guys on, and I think he swung at three straight pitches. He struck out on three pitches.
Well, he struck on three pitches in the sixth and then grounded out in the third. Yep.
Yeah. And
somebody mentioned earlier on the other show that a lot of times what they used to do was a lot of players used to hit opposite field, like different direction, just like to the left side to get men on the board. But it was said that, well, baseball then isn't like it is now. But what was wrong with – I mean, there's nothing wrong with it if it'll help you get some runs. Some opposite side hits might help. You don't have to stick to the same routine.
Yeah, Don, thank you for the call. I think, actually, Stocker, when he was on with us yesterday, talked a little bit about that, about how the way that these guys hit, the way that they swing is not really – built for that.
No.
And he watched the Mets, and the Mets all are built for that. Stocker, if you want to listen to it, it was yesterday, but essentially Stocker said that the swings that they have compared to the Mets use their hands a lot, whereas the Philly swings are full body swings.
Yep.
And you generate more power there, but you have less control to just put the bat on the ball and, you know, hit singles there and hit singles somewhere else. But that's how the Mets are built. And the Mets actually do both. The Mets hit more home runs than the Phillies did this year, too.
Yeah. Well, the Phillies are built to slug, Spike. Well, you've heard that before.
Yeah. Built to slug.
They're built to slug.
You got a slug. And you know who's not? He seems like a wonderful guy. I appreciate him coming on the show. Kyle Schwarber has been invisible since the second at-bat of the first game.
Yeah.
I think he's hitting 160 in this series.
Almost had two home runs.
Wow.
He almost looked at him.
Austin Hayes now?
It'd be a nice day for a Schwarber.
Nice. Yeah, this would be a good one.
A Turner bomb, Harper
bomb. They are 11-0 in the postseason when Bryce hits a home run.
Well, then he should hit a home run.
Yeah. Again, they talked last night, Rob Thompson talked last night, about this is the most resilient ball club he's ever been around.
Yeah.
Those words start sounding hollow if they don't.
Yeah.
Everything is, I always say this. All that stuff sounds good when you win.
I know. Yep.
Yeah, it all sounds good when you win. It's acceptable. We roll with it. When you lose, none of that flies. Like none of that stuff flies. And right now, listen, you're talking about, it's not a collapse. They aren't necessarily collapsing. But if you just talk about the potential of not meeting expectations, you know, I don't know if we've had a team this good. I guess you could say last year with the Eagles, but I think it's two different situations. I think there was stuff internally going on that helped contribute to the Eagles not fulfilling their potential. But you almost have to go back to the 2011 team.
Yeah, that team reminds me of that team.
Really?
Like the offense, I think, was a little overrated on the 11 team.
Yeah, it was one of those offenses that on paper you looked at it and you're like, man, they probably – but then when you watch it, you're like, oh, my God, it's such a struggle to score runs.
That's this offense.
Yeah.
I mean, this offense on paper should be better than the Mets, but they're not.
215-592-9494, Drew in Hoboken. You're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So what I wanted to talk about is that the reason this team I think is so tight right now is because they don't have the same vibes of the 22 and 23 team. And I get we were underdogs then, but it was just fun. It was just baseball back then. They're treating it like a job right now. They need to loosen up at the plate. I don't care if it's a loser song. I went dancing on my own, blasting in the locker room beforehand. I want the old Philly vibes back. If we go out tonight, you know what? There's nothing we could do. At least we're going out with the vibes that we had of the old teams. I think that this team needs to fight, and this is how they're going to fight. They're playing like it's a job up there. They're not taking pitches. Everyone wants to be the hero, and that's just not how you're going to win baseball games in October.
But yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying so it's the weight of expectations. I think you're – I mean, that's what it is. In 2022,
weight of expectations?
There was no expectations in 2022. It was get in and get a home game in
the
playoffs.
Who is it that can't handle the weight of expectations?
I don't know. Apparently them.
No, I'm just saying. It has to be your – we're talking about the star players, right? Rojas not being able to handle expectations, Stott not being able to handle expectations, even Bohm not being able to handle expectations shouldn't sink this team. I can't buy the high-level, high-priced players who've been in a spot like Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner have won a World Series. They literally have been on World Series teams. Bryce, are you kidding me? Expectations? This dude lives for this time of the year. He lives. There's just no way I feel this team is tight from expectations, man. Come on.
Well, look, Drew, there's a little bit of a – You sort of blur the lines between our experience watching the team and the team's experience. So the reason it's not as much fun for you and the reason it's not as much fun for fans, and putting the fact that they're losing aside, which is the primary reason, is that Jack's right. Expectations is all of a sudden you're nervous if they lose as opposed to this – you know, devil may care, it doesn't matter if we lose, playing with house money. That's why it was a different vibe 2 years ago from now, aside from the fact that they're losing now. But Ike, to your point about being tight or expectations, let's take Bryce as a singular player in this. Mm-hmm. Is that I agree with you. I don't think he is scared. I think he wants the expectations. However, to a certain degree, what the Mets have done to him is almost use his expect his desire to come through in a big moment, they have used it against him. And the times that he has struck out this series, you can almost look at him and say he knows that if he hits a home run there, that it will energize the team. But the Mets also know this, and he's swinging at pitches out of the zone and those
that
sorts of things.
That has nothing to do with being tight.
No, but it does have something to do with expectations.
That's life. So what?
We all got
expectations.
Hold on.
I'm speaking from being in that position. We all have expectations as athletes. They all do. The Mets got the same. Forget about the fan stuff. The Mets have the same expectations to go out there and try to win. The Phillies have been in this position. All I'm saying is I don't believe the weight of expectations is what's causing this team not to perform. I just don't buy that. I don't buy that. These guys are professional athletes who've been in the spotlight, especially our best players. These dudes have been in the spotlight, and Bryce wants the spotlight. Now, if you want to tell me, listen, the pitchers are using his aggressive nature against him, and they're making him chase, that's fine. That's fine. But Bryce expects to do what he does every time he goes up there to the plate. Every time.
But what I would tell you I'm not making excuses for anyone.
It's not that. I'm just telling you he embraces that stuff.
Well, if he embraces it, then when
you can embrace it, you still miss shots. you still miss pitches. You still don't hit the ball. Like, you can embrace it. It doesn't mean you're going to automatically have success. And he's not running away from the moment.
I'm not saying he's running
away
from
the – but that's what I'm saying. He's not running away from the moment.
I don't think he's running away from the moment, but I am saying that when you take – when he's trying to take all of the responsibility at once and the other team knows that he does not have confidence in the rest of the lineup. No, it isn't.
It is his job.
His job is to produce.
Oh, stop it.
His job is
to
produce. And did he produce yesterday?
No.
Okay, well, then that's what I'm saying.
That's obvious, though.
Yes, of course it's obvious. The question is why.
So what about Sunday?
He produced on Sunday. And what about Saturday?
What I'm saying, do they switch when you get results or not?
No, but what I'm saying is you can he is not succeeding at the level that we expect him to succeed
I understand.
In this
I think we all would agree with that. Nobody's debating that. What I'm debating is that he's not cowering or running from the expectation.
I'm not saying he is.
That's the point that I'm making.
I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying that it's possible that he is taking those expectations and not generating the right sort of approach because of it. That's all I'm saying.
But you're yelling like it's a fact or something.
No, I'm not.
It's not a fact. That's just
no,
your
you're
opinion.
Yelling, so I'm yelling back at you.
No, I wasn't yelling at all.
Well, you were.
No, I wasn't yelling at all.
The only reason I raised my voice is because
whatever. My point is that that's an opinionated thing. That's not a factual thing.
No, and it's your opinion and my opinion.
I know
that's
that.
All I'm saying.
Okay. Well, all I'm doing is giving you my opinion from maybe I'm not Bryce Harper, but from being in that position
is
all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
And I can respect that.
All right, then.
I can respect that. Okay. But I have seen players in other great players who come through try to take on too much, and it ends up hurting their team. That's all.
So
that's all I'm
it.
Saying.
So be it.
Okay. Well, if you want to be it, then we won't have a game on Friday.
Then we won't have a game on Friday.
Rather Bryce Harper take a walk when the first two guys have walked in the inning rather than try to play hero and swing at balls outside of the strike zone.
Okay. Well, that's what we're debating. I'd rather accept whatever results I have with that dude.
Okay.
If he's in that batter's box and that's what he's looking at and that's what we want him to do, I'll accept the results. And if they aren't good, then they aren't good.
Okay, that's fine. Nick Castellanos spoke after the game yesterday about what being in this position does to them as a team and what the situation would like if the series came back to Philadelphia. We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.